The trouble began when the leader of Proud Boys, Gavin McInnes, was scheduled to speak at New York City's Metropolitan Republican Club on topics including deep state socialists and Western values. That's according to the club's website. Proud Boys is a far-right men's organization. It's listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Hours before the speech, the GOP club was vandalized by far-left Antifa groups, that's short for anti-fascist, who broke a window and scrawled graffiti on the front door. They also left a threatening note saying this is only the beginning. Both Proud Boys and the Antifa groups condone violence as a means of getting their message across. After McInnes spoke and Proud Boy members left the club, widely circulated video showed some of the group beating up some of the Antifa protesters. Three Antifa protesters were arrested and charged with fighting with a Proud Boy supporter. And on Monday, some of the Proud Boy members allegedly involved in the violence were also arrested. Both Democrats and Republicans in New York have seized on the incidents, each blaming the other for it. Governor Cuomo held two press conferences in 2 days on the topic and appeared on the Reverend Al Sharpton's radio show. The governor wants the FBI to investigate, and he's asked the state police hate crimes unit to look into the matter.
The invitation from the Metropolitan Republican Club to have the Proud Boys speak in New York 22 days before an election was a despicable, vulgar, insidious act. This is not about First Amendment, and they're not making a First Amendment statement. We honor the First Amendment in New York. No state honors it more. Hate speech is not protected as free speech.
Cuomo says he holds President Trump responsible and says the appearance of the Proud Boys at the Republican Club was a political tactic. He spoke with reporters on Sunday.
It's all about the midterm elections. It's all about turnout, and they're trying to fire up their base. And this is Trump at his worst.
Cuomo called on state Republicans to repudiate the decision to invite McInnes to speak. State Republicans in a statement say they are the victims here and were subject to vandalism and threats simply because they invited a controversial figure to give a talk at their club. Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro called on Cuomo to condemn the vandalism and call for calm on the political left. Cuomo says he does not condone the vandalism and anyone who committed those crimes should be held accountable. State GOP Chair Ed Koch said in a tweet that Cuomo was silent on the vandalism for a full day and has now decided to blame it all on President Trump. Koch says Cuomo is all politics all the time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.